Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Boys, put down your utensils. I want to talk to you about something real quick. If there's anything that you want to talk about, any kind of secrets, now's the time to put it on the table, okay? And if you tell me, we're not going to be mad.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
I went to the petting zoo and I let the goat lick my honey.
Promise you wouldn't get mad, okay? They're being honest.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
One time I put a firefly in my butt.
Why?
To make my farts glow.
Oh, God.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
I touched myself to Drew Carey on the bus, right?
God. Okay, that's enough. Stop, please.
The Fan.
Let me tell you what I want. Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. Thanks for being with us on a Thursday. 209. Sorry.
Oh, man. I didn't. Wow.
I want to read a thought here. by the way, I did enjoy. Somebody said they actually did this summer.
Call us Primetime Junior over here. Hot 5 at 5 starting at 5:15.
Somebody said they changed their baseball team this winter. They actually just did this, they went through it. Here's what the listener said. I changed my baseball team this winter. I did a ton of research for it. I'm from Denver.
Okay.
I lost interest in the Rockies when our GM treated Arenado like crap. Amen to that. It's incredibly stupid. Said I actually chose the White Sox. Great young up-and-coming team. Cool gear. I'm all in.
Madrigal. I love their hat.
So he went.
The Sox hat is dope.
We have a listener that literally just did that this summer. I think baseball fans are waiting to see what the Portland Diamond Project will do, but that's kind of cool that a listener did it.
Yeah, I was considering changing the Orioles a few years back once they went through a rough patch, and then they drafted Adley Rutschman, and that locked me in for another 15 years.
The Clutchman will keep you around.
Yeah, exactly.
Renewed your 10-year contract.
Exactly.
Okay. Sorry for asking a dumb question, but I've long pondered this. I may have asked this before on the show. I don't understand, why don't adults do this more? Why are we beholden to sticking with the team when the team does not treat us well? Like, and I'm being serious when I ask it. Why are there Detroit Lions fans?
We're loyal to brands.
Why? What do they give you?
It's the way we are.
They give you heartache and loss, inconsistency, frustrating and stupid moves, and they take your money.
Because
if this was an uncle, you wouldn't have him in your life anymore.
No, I mean, no.
Uncle Dave always takes half my paycheck.
I think there's a fondness of childhood memories. There are moments that you'll never forget. Every fan base has had that from time to time, unless you're like a Cleveland Browns fan. That's about it. Even the Lions, at least, you had Barry Sanders. They went to the playoffs a couple of years ago.
So we're living, right?
I think it's a childhood thing. And I also think there's the huge fear of future success. Right? Like, you just mentioned that about a Lions fan, okay? Let's say the Lions this next year fire Matt Patricia and they hire the next Bill Belichick and then they go on a run when they win 3 or 4 Super Bowls over 15 years.
Then jump back on.
You can't do that, though. Nobody.
Why?
Nobody wants to be that guy.
Wait, don't tell anybody you're that
guy.
You're
just blowing with the wind. Your wife gains 10 pounds. You're going to leave her? Nah, she's too big now. I'm out of here.
I'd say the Lions.
She's not winning anymore.
No. The equivalent.
You gotta be loyal. You gotta have loyalties in life.
The equivalent is the Lions gaining 100 pounds, not 10.
So you'd leave her if she gained 100 pounds?
No.
You just said that.
It's not the same thing. I'm adding to your example.
Yeah, no, I think it's important for people to be loyal in life. And you want to be loyal to your fandoms.
You need to be loyal to the right things. And I just don't know if sports teams are that thing.
Well, there's ways that you can back off. And I do this all the time as a fan. Like, Blazer fans did this during the Jailblazer era. We stopped caring. Yeah, you stopped going to games.
I rooted for the New Orleans Hornets for a time period during the Jailblazers
era.
It's
like, dude, I'm not going to invest money and time in you because you're running this thing into the ground. Like, there are ways that you can speak as a fan. It doesn't mean that you just leave everything you know behind.
But if you're taking a break, whatever you define that as, you take a break and you root for another team. I don't see a difference. You mentioned the Lions.
Yeah, I do, because I'm not picking a new team.
No, but like you say, let's say you're a Lions fan. You've had it. You've done with it. You don't trust Stafford, et cetera. You choose my Chargers.
Yeah.
Herbert's a Charger.
My Chargers.
Yeah. Right? You choose my Chargers. Yeah. And then the Lions get good 4 years from now. You're always going to have that feeling of what the Lions mean to you.
Then why are you leaving in the first place?
Because it's like the Jailblazers. They don't treat you right. What's the point of wasting and devoting your time to something that doesn't give you the same
thing? Yeah, and that to me I view as two
back.
Separate things. I think when
it's like liking a hot girl who doesn't like you.
Yeah, when you're bouncing around, I think there's a difference there between not investing time and money. Right, like I think there are healthy levels of a relationship with a sports fandom. Like if you're a Beaver fan during that Gary Anderson year, mm-hmm. right? Like you could be as diehard of a Beaver fan as you want, but
it was brutal.
Right, it's terrible. He's running the thing into the ground. He quits after like six games. Like, dude, there'd be times in that year I'd be like, yeah, I'm probably not gonna watch this weekend. Who are we playing? Washington? Yeah, no, I'm not gonna watch that game.
Oh, they had a couple games.
You just didn't
skipped.
Watch. Right,
yeah.
So you're backing off as a fan. You're not watching four quarters. Like I'm not asking. I think they're the John Sicanics of the world, or a rare breed, that his team could be 70 games below 500 and have the worst roster in the history of Major League Baseball, but he's still watching nine innings on September 27th. And I think that's an unhealthy level. There are times that you need to back away. That is different, though, than saying, this team has always sucked and they've caused me heartbreak. I'm going to divorce them and go marry a new team.
Yeah, and I wouldn't refute the memories that teams create for you and that feeling. You know, it's probably why I love Christmas, because
it brings back fond memories.
Yeah, I had great memories at Christmas time with family and everything else. But I would say, though, if you're a fan of a team that has sucked basically your whole life, sans a couple of players or moments, I don't know. I don't know what you get out of, because John Sucanic could conceivably go another 10 years with the Mariners not winning a World Series.
Yeah, but they got the longest playoff drought in all the sports.
Right, like, I'll think they'll make the playoffs eventually, but, like, he could go another 10 to 20 years with them not winning a World Series. Hell, he might go his whole life not watching them win that trophy.
Yeah, they're the only ones that have never been there.
And I just kind of wonder, get out of it outside of the time?
I think a good person to ask about this would be Rob, because Rob as a child was in Kansas City and the Royals were good. They were good in the 80s. He had George Brett. They won a World Series and he was roped in as a fan.
Right.
You start circa 1990 or whatever year you want to pick all the way until 2015 or 14.
14, yeah.
Right? Or I think they started to get good in like 13. But anyways, you pick the better part of 20 years, 20 plus years. They were the worst team in baseball. They were irrelevant. They never paid guys. They drafted them and traded them away. Mm-hmm. Like, they were a laughingstock of Major League Baseball for two decades. And I think he would admit that he didn't invest as much time into the team. He didn't watch them every single night. He didn't get the extra innings package to catch up on them in August. But I think it meant more to him that he stuck through the hard times of the relationship in order to see it on the other end. He never left them throughout the time.
But he didn't leave them. But in the 20-year gap, do you think he had teams or players that he rooted
for?
Probably
had players, yeah. I think you have a fantasy baseball thing where you got certain guys you root for, you pick a matchup in a World Series. You want to see one team win more than the other team.
And I think if a team does you dirty the way the Lions do their fan base, I think it's totally acceptable to dump them, keep them on the back burner, cheat on them a little bit. And then when they decide to get hot,
you're just going to piss everybody off today.
You go back.
You want to root for players. You're a duck honk now. And you
I'm a duck honk?
A listener picked it out. They pointed it out. They said you picked the Chargers because of Herbert. And you want to leave the Beavers. Duck honk. Total duck honk. And now you're divorcing teams. So there you go. By the way, a quick quote. We don't need to react to it. I just want to read this. Larry Scott just had a quote about the current state of bringing football back.
Yeah.
He had this to say, quote, "I still want to be cautiously optimistic, but if there's no change in society's response and behavior, which results in a quick flattening of the curve and a decrease in the spread of the virus, that would lead to a much more pessimistic view about our campuses being able to open and our ability to play college sports." That is the latest from Larry Scott. Wanted to read that.
I don't think that's shocking at all, and I think you and I are both in the same camp. I'm fully in thinking they're going to be doing more early 2021 football season, not in the fall.
Yep. He also said apparently that they are ready to pivot quickly to alternate football scenarios, and CEOs have discussed the possibility that some teams will not play. So that's where we're at with Pac-12 football. We can get to that a little bit more if we want in the final hour. Rob Manfred also talked. We didn't get to that. Some other NFL stuff. But we'll take a look inside Joe's Bag of Plums, and we'll do it next on The Fam.
Oh, you come home one evening to nothing but the four walls.
This is Dirt and Sprague, Gone 1080, The Fan.
Welcome back in, 220. Got some good fake sponsors rolling in. We'll get to those. Sprague line coming up, bottom of the hour, 503-250-1080.
I'm committed and loyal to my kids, my wife, and my friends.
Oh, now, sure, now you say it. Yeah.
Everything else, up in the air, man.
Somebody texted in something about getting an excavator because you keep digging.
Digging, yeah, I am digging. Why are we committed to rooting for crap? I don't get that. In no other instance in your life would you just settle for, yeah, it's mediocre to bad every year, but man, that one time it might be good.
Because there's no fun in being a bandwagon fan.
Yeah, there is. You get to watch somebody you like win.
How do you feel about when Laker fans show up to the Moda Center?
That sucks.
Right? You hate those people.
Not a fan.
Right?
The Warriors were bad, too.
Right? You hate. Nobody wants to be that person.
God.
That's what you're arguing for right now, is to bounce around from team to team.
Well, only for certain teams.
Based on who's winning.
Only for certain fan bases.
Okay.
You a Lions fan?
Yeah.
Well, Blazer fans got a pretty good case in this. They haven't been to a final since
19... We were just in a West Finals. I mean, come on.
It got swept, and that was their first Western Conference Finals in 2 decades. They haven't been to an NBA Finals in 30 years. They haven't won an NBA Finals in over 40 years.
You and I largely... I think we are figuring out that we define success in largely two different ways. It's not Tyler or bus for me. If you are a consistent
Oh, sure. There's a difference between being the worst team in the league and being the Blazers. I'm not saying they're the worst team in the league.
The Browns have sucked their entire existence.
Sure.
The Lions have sucked their entire existence. The Blazers are making the playoffs and getting to a West Finals once in a while. I can deal with that.
Yeah, they also haven't won a championship in over 40 years.
Sure, and that sucks. But that's a lot different than watching your team be one of the worst
in the league.
See, but
now you're just drawing like an arbitrary line of saying that only if you're bad enough, you're able to bounce from team to team and it's okay. So
for
what about
a certain
Kings
period
fans?
Of time?
Can Kings fans bounce?
Sacramento Kings?
Yeah, because they were good in the mid-2000s.
Yeah, sans 3 years, they've sucked their entire existence.
So they have the ability to bounce if they want.
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
They trade your favorite player. They cut your favorite coach.
They fire
your favorite general manager.
I don't know. I just don't like that approach to fandoms.
Yeah, no.
I don't, because it's never going to mean the same. Like, that's the beauty of sports. It'll never mean the same if you bounce around from team to team.
Oh, I disagree with that.
I wholeheartedly believe that.
I do not think there's a difference between what I'm saying and you're saying of take time off from being a fan. If Rob takes 20 years off from watching and caring about the Royals because they suck, he has just as much emotion and excitement and happiness watching them win the World Series and what would they win 15 versus if he would have watched every game. That doesn't change. And he took 20 years off. What's the difference?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's taking 20 years off. I think it's just not investing in 162 games.
Yeah, but
he didn't become a White Sox fan. He wasn't showing up in White Sox gear. That's what you're advocating for.
No, I didn't say go buy gear. I'm just jokingly saying if you want to root for somebody else, because if you like Patrick Mahomes, if you're a Lion fan and you like Patrick Mahomes and you root for Patrick Mahomes, which means you're kind
of
rooting for the Chiefs.
Of course, we all do that from time to time as sports
fans. But that's the same thing. You're abandoning it. You're not paying attention to it. There's details to it.
Now it's semantics, but I don't think that's the case. I don't think you're not a diehard Chiefs fan, but you can have other rooting interests in sports. There's no doubt about that.
Well, I'm not telling you to be a diehard fan of another team. I'm just saying, I'd punt on them. And if they're good again, you want to root for them? Cool.
All right, Joe, what do we got in your bag of plums today? Fire them up.
All right, maybe an abbreviated bag of plums here.
Quick bag of plums.
I got a couple things, though. I got like a little PSA, two things to celebrate, anniversary. And
okay.
Need a little help on something as well, a suggestion from you and the listeners. So first thing is I hope that everybody knows if your tags are expired for your car, you have until October 1st. To take care of that with all the DEQs being closed down and everything.
Well, have you seen the DEQ?
Ooh, and yeah, really long lines, right?
God, the Clackamas one is stupid.
This is where I'm going. I was in the Sherwood area the other day, and they had a DEQ station over there. Line going out of the driveway into Tualatin and Sherwood Road, down Tualatin and Sherwood Road, around the corner in front of like the old spaghetti factory in Walmart.
Yeah, no thanks.
There's an OPB article that some of these stations are reporting a 2-hour wait time in your car, just sitting there, inching forward, waiting to go to the DEQ. And my tags did expire in February, but obviously I was like, all right, I'm going to put this off as long as possible. But with DEQs now opening back up, I figured it'd probably be a good idea to take care of that.
You got a bit of a backlog there.
Yeah, but I did not go to the DEQ. I went to just a local oil change station, like a Valvoline or something like that. $20. They can do the DEQ test for you.
What?
Oh.
Send the diagnostics test results to DMV.
Oh, good to know.
You can then register your car online, and yeah. I already got my tags. I went there Thursday to do the test, filled out, went online, got my approval and everything, filled out everything I need to online. Didn't have to go to DEQ, didn't have to go to the DMV.
I had no clue that you could do that.
Yeah, go to DEQ2TOO.org. And you can put in your zip code, and it will give you all sorts of businesses.
How did you find this website?
Just going on DEQ, because when everything closed down, that's what I was concerned about. I was like, well, if DEQ's closed and I get pulled over, I don't want to get busted for not my car not being registered for it being out of the date. So, like, what am I supposed to do? Mm. And I saw the DEQ, too, and I'm like, all right, well, what's this? And I wanted to get my tags renewed.
Yeah,
I need to do something like that, too, for the wife's car.
Very, very easy. Like I said, I was at the oil station for like 10, 15 minutes maybe.
That's a hell of a PSA because I've seen a lot of those videos that have popped up of people going to DEQ and it just being an absolute nightmare. I've heard the same thing. I think the DMV is a bit of a nightmare right now as well.
I can imagine.
God. Yeah, because they were shut down for a while, so everybody's going in trying to get all their stuff done.
Don't you think they'd give an extension on some of this stuff?
Well, yeah. So, again, you have until October 1st if your tags are expired to get it taken care of. So you have plenty of time right now. I was just being a little paranoid about it.
I mean, I drove around one time in like 8 months with expired tags. Yeah. And I never got pulled
the
over.
Wife drove for like a year. She got a fat ticket though.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, she got like a $100-some ticket.
I kept forgetting and putting it off.
Yeah,
well, so it sucks to do.
Yeah.
So that is my PSA. Two things to celebrate. 9-year anniversary of one of my favorite hip-hop albums of all time, Section 80 by Kendrick Lamar. That was before he started to blow up, so I wanted to give a little love to that.
Ooh, you knew him. You knew Joe. Him when he was small.
Joe knew him before he went mainstream.
Most definitely. And today, I would say even more important anniversary in pop culture, 40 years anniversary for the movie Airplane.
God.
40 years ago that movie came out.
1980. And I will confidently say,
it's wow that 1980 was 40 years
the
ago.
The funniest movie of all time. Like,
whoa.
It's the funniest movie of all time?
Because so, here's whoa. The thing, is the wow. comedies today,
hot take.
Like, you know, you got Superbad, Knocked Up, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, all hilarious in their own right. But I feel like they've been stepbrothers as well. A little bit more improv, kind of let the actors just go, you know, make funny lines and just, oh, perfect. We'll use that take.
Yeah.
Whereas Airplane, there is so much going on in that movie in the background. And like when they, the white zone and the red zone is yeah. for loading only. And then the people on the intercom start bickering back and forth. The dog that's mauling the guy in the background when he goes to pick up the pilot at the house. Looks like I stopped, picked the wrong time to stop sniffing glue. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Kareem's, yeah, he's the pilot.
When the doctor is going over the symptoms of if you eat the fish, what's going to happen to you? The pilot is sitting there like going through all the symptoms.
Yeah, he's realizing he's got it.
Dude, I remember seeing that movie for the first time, and this is usually how I came across all these old movies, is my dad would be watching it.
Right.
And then I'd walk into the living room. I'd take my break from WWF SmackDown or something, sit down for a few minutes, and then I start watching Airplane. I was probably like 10 or 11. And I'm watching this. I'm like, what the hell is going on? They were this funny back then? I didn't know they could make jokes yeah. like this in the 80s.
Or more dirty.
Oh, dude.
And so many references.
Do they make good spoof movies like that anymore?
Well, I mean, Scary Movie was not, like...
Yeah, Scary Movie is a good one. Not another teen movie.
That was pretty good. That one. Yeah, it was pretty good.
That one is hilarious.
They haven't made one in a while, I don't think.
No. They fell off because then they started doing like the disaster movie and epic movie. Like they started going way too hard on those yeah. and it was not good. But the funny thing about that movie also is it was before PG-13 was an official rating. So Airplane is rated PG.
Is it really?
100%. Yeah.
So it's PG or R?
Yeah, it went from wow. G, PG to R. And so they decided, might have to change that. I don't know what year they implemented the PG-13, but yeah. And real quickly, I'll just get to it because we're against it.
Sure.
I have a rack of ribs. I am going to grill those up for 4th of July.
There you go.
What do I do? Do I do a nice sauce? Do I do a rub? Do I...
What do you like more?
You know, I've been, I used to be a saucy guy, but lately I've been seasoning like chicken legs and chicken thighs, just like salt, pepper,
spicy
herbs,
rub.
Things like that. But I'm thinking a rub for,
Is it you or is Joe Jr. going to be eating them too?
Oh, we'll both be eating them, yeah.
Because I don't know how spicy you go for yours unless you can do a half and half. But
yeah, and that's what I was thinking, yeah, cutting the rack in half, going sauce one, and then a spicy dry rub on the second.
Because I love a good rub.
Yeah.
And then you get the right sauce if you still want, you know, the sauceability. I don't know if you can beat a good rub.
I know.
Yeah, I'm more of a rub guy. I'm with you on that. More rub guy than sauce
chicken
guy.
Chicken wings, ribs. Yeah. Give me a good rub. I'm in.
And I will take any seasoning rub instructions, okay. Any recipes that you may have. If you want to text those in. I mean, I got just about all the seasonings that you need, you know, the essentials.
You're loaded up.
So, yeah. I'm trying to figure out. I haven't done a rack of ribs in a while, so I'm determined either. To make a tasty batch.
I like it. There you go. Send your rub recipes in to Joe, 503-250-1080. Somebody texted in, I've never heard of airplane. That is egregious.
Oh, wow.
And somebody said, with that airplane comment, are we sure Joe hasn't started drinking already? Hey-o. There you go.
You did say best comedy of all time.
Dude, it's up there.
That's like a bold claim, but I like it. Bring the hot take, man.
I mean, you look on some lists. That's a 97% on Rotten Tomatoes, man. That's
a great movie.
Pretty,
I can't.
Pretty good.
I will never call it a bad. It's a phenomenal movie.
Yeah, it's not bad. That's
phenomenal
for sure.
Movie. All right, let's spread the line. We'll do it next. Read your fake sponsors. But first, here's Joe and his hot and spicy ribs with a SportsCenter update.
This is Dirt and Sprague, Gun 1080, The Fan.
Sprague in the line. You gotta carry it out a little longer.
It's been a while.
You gotta go. You gotta stretch. You gotta stretch the last one.
It's been a while.
Let's try it again. Try it again. We'll do it again. Okay? Carry it out.
I'm loyal to this song, by the way. I'll never root for another one.
Everybody ready?
Sprague in the line.
I mean, it's been a while. Cut it off early again.
What are we doing?
It's all right. Sprague and Line brought to you by Ketchup on Mac and Cheese. The only thing I heard this week that's worse than a Sprague pick.
I'm serious. I'm about to disown him because of that if he doesn't stop.
Sprague and Line brought to you by Sprague inspired gushers. Like a Sprague pick, they sound good but leave a bad taste in your mouth.
Ooh.
Gushers do not leave a bad taste in your mouth.
Once they burst into your mouth.
Sprague and Line brought to you by Joe Fisher's Lunch. Stop betting Sprague's picks and you can afford hot dog buns.
Hey, that's a fiscally responsible lunch, okay?
I like that one. Sprague and Line brought to you by Winning. Sprague's got the winning picks unless they aren't. In that case, they'll just switch to a winner. Until that's not winning, then it'll switch to the next one.
Hey, if your bet loses, what do? You bet again. You bet again.
Sprague and Line brought to you by Sprague's wife. Better not get too comfortable. You start slipping, Sprague might look for a winner.
You better close those rings. Close those eyes. I watch rings.
Sprague and Line brought to you by Hangovers. I usually recommend Hair of the Dog, but for a Sprague betting hangover, I do not.
Yeah, that's kind of one you just have to deal with the pain.
Sprague and Line brought to you by Spencer Dinwiddie's Jersey for a Cause, because the national debt is the only thing larger than Sprague's gambling debts.
I love that he had a name and then he just bowed out.
Yeah, it's tough. Come on, Spencer. Sprague and Line brought to you by Dirty Fish, worth a lick and somehow still better than a Sprague pick.
Ouch.
Sprague and Line brought to you by Butthead. Nice pick, Beavis. Sprague and Line brought to you by Kevin Calabro. Now I will no longer will I need to be reminded where I am at. I get it, Kevin. It's 12:02 in the Rose City.
Welcome in beautiful Portland, Oregon.
Wait, we're in Oregon right now? I thought we were in
Portland, Oregon.
Sprague and Line brought to you by Resiliency. When the going gets tough, Sprague gets onto another bandwagon.
Who wants to deal with difficulty?
Sprague and Line brought to you by Fairweather Brandon, new number one duck fan. And one more here. Sprague and Line.
Fairweather Brandon.
Brought to you by The Floor is Lava. Sprague is so clueless he would bet on Sprague or on dirt to win.
Oh.
There you go. Am I not good at
Do
the
you think
floor
you'd be
lava?
Bad at that game?
I would be bad at that game. Oh. I would, yeah.
Joe, would you be good at the floor is lava?
I haven't watched it yet.
It's not a great show, but it's a good bad show.
I know. I think I'm going to pop it on with the boy tonight just to check it out for 15, 20 minutes.
Sounds pretty addicting.
Your kid's going to get addicted. You're not going to watch just one.
I might have to show him Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Dude,
instead.
I want to show my daughter that one.
Or maybe not. He might scream at the TV like I did. Why are you walking?
Is that anywhere to find? Where do you find the Legends
YouTube?
Of the Hidden Temple? Oh, okay. Just go YouTube.
You can find all those kind of shows on YouTube. We dove into Family Matters.
So I saw that on your IG there.
My daughter's been watching all the episodes. I did not remember. Season one of Family Matters sucks.
What year was that?
1993.
Was it really?
It's largely a show that they created without Urkel. And season one has almost no Urkel. So it's not even funny. And then season two, Urkel comes in. And he started season two if you introduced that show to your kids.
Season one's not worth it.
Season one sucked, man. Urkel's not in it.
And he was the one that made the show.
Yeah, he was the star.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of shows like that, too. I'll go back and watch old Seinfeld episodes from now and again. And Seinfeld season one, there's funny premises.
Yeah.
But you watch, the first season, you're like, oh, all right.
Yeah, I did that with my wife. She never watched Parks and Rec.
Mm-hmm.
And season one, Parks and Rec, it takes seven episodes before it gets good. I don't know what that is. Those pilot episodes, even though it's an uncertainty that they'll keep going, how bad some of those shows are in the early stages is I didn't remember that.
Don't remember that one. It looks like the Oregon Lottery betting is down right now, so I can't find the odds for you. The only bet that I'm going to place this week, trying to find me a winner on the PGA Tour. Whenever I get the chance to gamble on him, I do, because I like rooting for him and I want him to win every weekend.
Yeah.
Ricky Fowler had a really good day today.
Yes, he did.
Opening up at the Rocket Mortgage. I believe he is sponsored by Rocket Mortgage, too.
I think it's on his shirt, yeah.
Synergy, baby. He's playing in the Rocket Mortgage tournament. I think he was 500 or 600, something like that. DeChambeau's got it going. He's a favorite again right now. He's on 18, trying to save a par, it looks like. But he is overpowering the golf course once again. But I'm going to throw a little cash on Ricky Fowler this weekend.
I like the Ricky Fowler play. DeChambeau, sans the win. I think he's been playing the best of anybody on the tournament. He had a 376-yard drive today.
Yeah, he's flirting top tens every single week.
I like that pick. I was looking, before the app closed on me, I was looking, so you can do matchups for your pairings tomorrow.
You can. Those are actually a lot of fun to do. It's just who's going to have the lower round. You could parlay three or four of them together.
Kevin Na and Brant Snedeker.
Okay.
I'm going Snedeker.
You going Sneds?
Keegan Bradley versus Lanto Griffin. I don't know who Lanto Griffin is.
I don't know who Lanto Griffin is.
I largely
either.
Think of Lando Calrissian, so yeah. I'm going Keegan Bradley.
Okay, I can't stand Keegan Bradley.
Why?
He just looks weird.
Okay.
It's kind of skinny. It's just an awkward
body. I don't
know
what it is about your face, but
dude,
I just
want to
punch it right now.
It just doesn't look. He doesn't. Yeah.
Are you talking about me or Keegan Bradley right now?
No, he just got Google Keegan Bradley, man. He's just got a weird look.
Webb Simpson versus Tyrell Hatton.
Looks like he's got bad breath.
Halitosis or something.
Dude, he does, man. Pull up a picture. I'm looking at him right now. That guy's got bad breath. I'm telling you.
Do you tell somebody that has bad breath that they have bad breath?
No, I don't.
He absolutely has bad breath.
Doesn't he?
God,
he's got that face.
You're so right.
Yeah, get that guy a mint.
He looks like a Disney Channel original movie villain.
Right, he does.
You know, not good enough to be in a motion picture.
Well, he wears really small shirts and his sleeves are tiny. It just, I don't know, he's kind of gangly.
He kind of looks like an evil stepdad.
Yeah.
You know, he's
Keegan.
Yeah.
Come on, kids.
Super douchey stepdad in a movie.
Yeah,
doesn't care about the wife's kids.
Not
fam. So I was looking at the individual matchups and just Nate Lashley, who won this tournament last year, I believe, didn't have as great a day today.
But
he's taking on Patton Kizzer.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take the guy who won the tournament.
Okay. I like that. There you go. Some individual matchups. Sprague and Live brought to you by the 4th of July. America is all about blowing fireworks and blowing money on Sprague's picks.
Oh, also, do we know if Bubba Wallace is racing in the Black Lives Matter car this weekend?
I do not know that.
Because I'd love to know. There's a guy I didn't know this till last night. There's a guy that's racing in a Trump car.
Okay.
It just says Trump 2020.
Uh-huh.
Is there? Can you wager on who like finishes ahead matchup, between those two cars?
I don't know. I need to follow NASCAR a little closer. I don't know who's.
I'd
all
have
racing
to look into
weekend.
That, but that could be an interesting way to watch NASCAR.
See what the odds are on those. Spring Lab brought to you by Deferred Payments. If I deferred my winnings from Sprague's Picks, I'd receive $0 annually. Spring Lab brought to you by socially distanced porn movies. Still not as awkward as a Sprague pick.
Oh,
yeah, how you pull that off?
I, you know, I have to disagree on that. A socially distanced porn movie. How's that go?
Sprague and Lime brought to you by the 4th of July. No fireworks, just bet these picks. Your wife will bring the fireworks.
Isn't that just a webcam show, basically?
Sprague and Lime brought to you by Hawaiian Pizza. They just don't go together.
Hey.
You're damn right they don't. Damn right they
You're
don't. What
so
else
wrong.
We got?
Thank you, Joe.
Sprague and Lime brought to you by Mass. Mass keeping Brandon from being mocked in public for his picks. What else we got? Spring Line brought to you by... I don't want to read that one.
Yeah.
Spring Line brought to you by Commitment. Sprague is so uncommitted to anything, he doesn't buy his milk in gallons.
Hey, that's true. Yeah, I buy him in half gallons.
Yeah.
Because I don't want him to go bad.
Somebody said Keegan Bradley's kind of a tweaker on the course. He spits a lot, too. Yeah, I'm not a Keegan Bradley fan. He won the PGA Championship. What year was that? It was a while ago. I remember when it was like the random tournament that he won. He was really good in. Not that he's a bad golfer.
Did you watch the movie Luck of the Irish?
I do remember the movie
Luck of the
Irish.
You remember that? The basketball playing bro.
I do. Yeah. Who doesn't remember Luck of the Irish?
The evil leprechaun is who Keegan Bradley looks like. Do you know who I'm talking about? That's a very niche description here.
I don't remember much about them. I do remember the movie, but I don't remember much about the movie.
God, he looks like that, bro.
Okay, somebody asking if we're going to do a movie of the week. Are we going to do a movie of the week?
The Bloods.
Okay, we're doing that. All right, we'll do that.
But we can't talk about it till Tuesday.
That's all right. We'll hold off on until Tuesday. Joe can share his thoughts on Monday. So we'll do that. We'll close up stuff. What are you doing for the 4th of July? 503-250-1080. Next on The Fam.
This is Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Time coming up top of the hour. Somebody said they're proposing on the 4th.
Oh,
look at that.
There you go. Well done.
4th of July proposal, huh? You do it during the fireworks show? I guess there's no fireworks shows.
I mean, you can make the fireworks.
Who's lighting up the fireworks? You got to have other people around to help you out.
The guy is bang, bang. Not me and you, buddy. Not me and you.
Somebody said, don't forget Hamilton is on Disney Plus tomorrow. There are plenty of trailers and clips out, so you can see the sound and how everything works. Yeah, I don't have Disney Plus, but I have seen the trailers. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I'll probably watch when we get back from the coast, unless the big family get together is pushing for it.
Everybody together wants to watch Hamilton.
We don't really have big plans. I mean, we're going to Newport, which is great. It's nice to get away and have a getaway like that. But like outside of that, we're not going to do a whole lot. I don't know where that town stands right now. I don't know how crowded or packed it's going to be.
You guys going to take a bunch of food and do your own cooking?
Yeah, we'll do mostly our own cooking. I'm going to throw a crab pot in the morning, maybe bring that up after a few hours, and maybe we'll have a couple crab, even though it's not... This isn't peak crab season time right now. But
try and snatch a couple out of there.
Yeah, so I don't have any major plans. Are you doing anything?
No, we're just hanging with the fam, man. We don't got much going on at all. Usually there's a big fireworks show down at the Bluff in Selwood that we'll like, okay, if I'm down there, I'll walk down to. But I don't think that's happening this year.
I think they all got canceled.
Yeah, probably lighting off a couple of fountains in the driveway and barbecuing and then heading home.
Well, that was the thing. Joe, did you get fireworks for your kid?
No. No fireworks.
I'm starting to see stands. I mean, I know they're open. Well, I mean, we're running ads for some of them, too. But I've seen some stands driving around for the first time.
I'm just banking on the neighbors in the cul-de-sac to entertain us. You know, I'll pop our chairs out there. And
Is your kid into fireworks?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, 7-year-old boy, he's a pyro.
Well, I mean, I can't speak to all the stands, but the couple stands I've seen in my neck of the woods, they're not packed. There's not a lot of packed fireworks stands near me.
Yeah.
Now, I have heard fireworks the last couple nights.
I have too.
But those are they're not the kind you're buying at an Oregon stand. I'll just say that.
Sure. They're they're illegal.
Yeah. You made it or you got it in Vancouver.
For us Oregonians.
Right.
People are mad at Joe for not playing Rebecca Black too, by the way. Well, I mean, it's not a Friday, but it kind of is a Friday.
I say it's, you know,
but it kind of is a Friday. Is anybody working tomorrow? Most people have the 3rd of July.
People are working tomorrow.
I know, but I think a majority of people have the day off, though, right?
I kind of assumed,
Because it's the holiday. So there's this, people like grocery stores, like that kind of some stuff has to stay open on the 3rd of July. But I feel like most office places are closed down tomorrow.
Well, in this instance, is it right or wrong that we didn't play Rebecca Black?
I mean, I would have been okay with it, to be honest with
you. It's our Friday.
Yeah, it's a Friday.
Yeah. You know, I'm golfing after this. Right. I kind of want to go into the golf.
Yeah. Right? You're feeling good.
I feel great.
People are telling you to play Salishan. Yeah, we talked about that earlier. We also had a...
I do want to play Salishan, but this isn't that trip.
Yeah, it might not be that trip.
It's a different trip.
P1 Cody, by the way, sent you a ribs recipe, Joe. He said, find a good pork rub and apply it to the ribs. Grill at a low temperature, 180 to 225 mm-hmm. for 3 to 4 hours.
Yep.
Remove, apply barbecue sauce of choice, wrap it in foil. Put it back on the grill for 1 to 2 hours until the internal temp is roughly 204 degrees. Let rest for 30 minutes and then add more sauce.
Okay, looks like I got a project on my hands here.
Yeah, I think that with ribs, like you got to slow play ribs. Yeah, if you're doing them, you got to do them right.
You can't cook them quick. I made a batch for my buddy's bachelor party a couple weeks ago, and I cooked those low and slow.
You got to go low and slow, man.
But I will say, I think of all the meats, I'm most insecure and least confident in my rib ability. Like, if I was to power rank my barbecued meats, rib is not in my top three.
Yeah. I just don't do ribs a lot. Yeah, I don't do them very often.
Ribs are top five favorite food for me, so I want to make sure, I do this right.
Low and slow. Low and slow.
Now, this might be a dumb question, but, like, propane tank going for that long, 34 hours?
Make sure you get a full tank.
Yeah, you got a full tank, you're good.
I should be good, yeah.
I don't know.
You'll be okay. If you go low and slow, especially too, you'll be all right. Okay.
If you want to get, like, this is a controversial thing to say maybe, but you could even do your oven for 2 hours.
See, I don't know.
Then put them on the BBQ.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
If you're trying to save on propane, that's where you're going.
I don't care about saving, but it's just barbecue and 4th of July. I mean, it's
goes hand in hand.
Yeah,
it's going America.
With the oven, that's going to heat up the house too. No. I appreciate the suggestion, but no, barbecue all day.
Somebody said, search out Harry So for ribs. I don't know what that means. Maybe it's a mistype or if Harry So is a thing. And somebody said, I work 410, so every Thursday is my Friday. So there you go. Some people, this is the way it works for you every single week. Yeah, it'll be low key, man.
Oh, yeah, Harry So barbecue.
There you go. There's your barbecue recipe. Yeah, it's going to be, I don't know. I'll be curious. We'll talk about it on Monday. Sprague's out for a 4-day weekend. That's how it's going to work, man. It's going to be a weird 4th of July.
The website that got linked was Slap Yo Daddy Barbecue.
Oh, nice.
Isn't that a Friday reference? Or no, ribs so it's good, you're going to slap your mama.
Slap your mama,
It's going to be Sprague's play-by-play catchphrase with the Blazers. Slap your mama!
Yeah, I'm sorry I'm out on Monday, dude, but it should be a good weekend.
Yeah, it'll be a good weekend. Hope everybody stays safe
out
there.
Please wear a mask if you're going to
be
out.
Be smart, man. You're not moving around. Be smart.
Yeah.
Be smart. We'll be back on Monday. Swigart's still out. He's that guy's going to be back in like 6 months. I don't know. Who knows when he's returning. So Joe and I will be doing the show on Monday. We'll recap a interesting 4th of July weekend. And we got a lot of leftovers we didn't get into today. Sports fandoms derailed about the last hour of the show. So
also the Rob Manfred baseball thing.
Dude, Rob Manfred, I got some NFL stuff I want to get to. Some Major League Baseball teams are doing weird things with fans. Some MLS notes, actually, that we haven't got to yet that we had for this week. Pac-12 stuff that came out today from Larry Scott was pretty interesting. So we got a lot to get to, man, and we'll do it on Monday. But have a great 4th of July weekend, everybody. Stay safe out there. Thank you for being a part of our Thursday. Number one's next. You're listening to 1080 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.